Amen. How do you in the name of Jesus Christ start at the cross? Sing hymn 43. Okay, so we still have 2 hours to talk about the Leviticus. These 2 hours, we'll talk about the Feast of the Lord. Now, according to the Bible, the feast is a God's feast. It's a God's feast, not a your feast, not a my feast. It's a God's feast. But in Jesus' time, it became Jewish days. So we just compare in the Old Testament and New Testament. Let's turn to Hosea chapter 9, verse 5. Chapter 9, verse 5. What will you do in the appointed day and in the days of the feast of the Lord? The feast of the Lord. So the feast is the Lord's in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, it will be changed. John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, what become the Jews, not the Lord anymore. So there was a feast of the Jews, but in the Old Testament, It's a feast of the Lord. So it's the feast of the Jews or the Lord. Of course, it's the Lord. But in the Jesus' time, they changed. And today, until today, still the feast of the Jews. But after we believe in Jesus, actually, all the feasts were appointed to Jesus Christ. Okay. Then it's a holy convocation. It's a holy convocation. So any kind of feast is the holy convocation. And it's so solemn. It's so serious. So they take it very solemn and also very serious. So after Bali come to keep the feast, then they have to keep the feast with thankfulness and with holiness because it's a holy convocation. The purpose of the feast is to enter the rest and enjoy it. So it's not a burden. Even though they have to bring the cow, bring the bull to the tabernacle, but it's not a burden. It's a rest. It's God's love. So when God designed the feast for Israel people, they just want everybody get into the rest of the Lord. Then seven feasts fall into three categories. The first one, Passover, the second, unleavened bread, and the third, the feast of the first fruit. And why we divide into three categories? Because the first three happened in January, and the second one, the feast of the week, is happened in the end of March or the beginning, in the beginning of the April. Okay. And the third group, it happened in the July, That's why we, according to Chronicles, to the timetable, then we divide into three different categories. So the first category happened in January, and the second one, the feast of weeks, happened in the end of March or the beginning of April. Then the third category happened in July. Then Passover, we heard Passover many times. They transformed from slavery to freedom and from oppression to liberty. So this day for them is so joyful and also deserve to memory because this day is very special to remember. When they was in slavery in the Egypt, they become slavery for Egyptian, and now because God redeemed them, God's redemption, God's deliverance, so bring them to the land of freedom and from oppression to liberty. Of course, today we cannot imagine how suffer they have. Did you ever watch the movie? The title is Loot, You know, the African American, they try to see their loot, where they come from. They come from Africa. And this is so miserable. Their life was so miserable because they become slavery to American people, to Caucasian. And their life is so miserable. So we cannot imagine how difficult they had and how miserable they had. There is a brother who was African-American members. And you know, sometimes when Chinese member to deliver sermon and on the pulpit, then sometimes we just forget the point. So we say, and he said, oh, please don't say nigger. You know, nigger in English, negro. So he said, please don't say nigger. You say, neck, in English, negro. So he didn't like to hear this word, because this word to them is a suffering. Even the nowadays African American people, they don't have a suffer again. but the history will, you know, input will print in their heart already. That's why the, you know, suffer in their mind, in their heart, slavery. So after 300 years later, after 200 years later, they still remember. The next generation, the young generation, still remember. Even today it's freedom, right? Even African American people can be president of the United States, but they still suffer. So we can imagine how suffer Israel people had when they stay in the land of Egypt. It seems impossible mission for Israel people out of the land of Egypt. Because at that time, Egypt was so powerful, it's the most powerful kingdom in the world. And the land even extend to the Asian, maybe over the Great River, Euphrates River. So for Israel people, almost no possibility for them to leave Egypt. The Israel people went out without weapon, even they went out Egypt without weapon. Let's turn to Exodus. Exodus 13. Verse 18. Chapter 13, verse 18. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. Okay. How about Chinese? Anybody have a Chinese Bible? Any? You read Chinese? Okay. Read it aloud. Yeah. Chinese Bible. Verse 18, yeah. Okay, thank you. See, in Chinese Bible, they don't die the bench, yeah, they went out with army, with armor. Yeah. But actually, in English, right, went up in orderly ranks, yeah, without any weapon. Without weapon. You mean Chinese, you understand? Die the bench, yeah, armor. Bench is armor, weapon. Understand? So Chinese version and English version is quite different. So actually, they did not bring any weapons when they left the land of Egypt. And it went against all odds. The Pharaoh represents Satan. He controlled over Egypt. And he was against God's will and oppressed God's people. So even God send down the plagues over the land of Egypt, and yet the Pharaoh still won't agree the Israel people leave the land of Egypt. So you can see how hardened his heart is. So he was against God's will and oppressed God's people. But by God's mighty hand, Pharaoh was defeated after the 10th plague, and God, you know, killed all the firstborn in Egypt. So for the seven feasts, God unfolded his divine redemption plans, and the starting point is Jesus Christ, and end with the new heaven and the new earth. So this is the conclusion of the seven feasts. The first one is Passover, the last one is the Feast of the Tabernacle. So the first one is the starting point. It's a new life for Jewish people, and also for us, it's a new life. And the last one is the Feast of Tabernacle, so they go into the new life. They are so joyful. And to us, it's a new heaven, a new earth. Yeah. So repent, for the kingdom of God is near, because it starts with Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ went out to preach the gospel, the first sentence, the first message is repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And we talk about the Passover, the starting point of God's redemption. So seven feast, remember, is a talk about God's divine redemption plan. So how God unfolded the plans. Yeah. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12. Verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of month, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. So even though to Egypt, maybe in July or in June or in May, it doesn't matter. God said this month will be your first month, will be your beginning, because this month will be your new life. Without God's interference, with God's protection, with God's works, you might not be survive, okay? So this month will be your new life because God will deliver them out of Egypt. Okay? So this month will be new month. So it doesn't matter in according to the local calendar, either in September or in July, in August, doesn't matter. This month will be a new one. So it doesn't matter how old we are, what age we are, 13 years old or 15 years old, doesn't matter. When we receive the water baptism, then we have a new life. So it doesn't matter how old you are, even a new baby, 5 months old, even 3 months old, right? Doesn't matter. 3 months old, and 80 years old, same new life. The beginning in the spirituality, in the spiritual life. They just begin, even 3 months old and 80 years old, but they have the same age in the sight of God. So it's a new beginning. Then Christ is our Passover. This verse is so important. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was crucified, sacrificed for us. So indeed Christ is our Passover. That's why how Apostle Paul testified for Jesus Christ. He said actually all recorded in the Old Testament pointed to Jesus Christ. So he said that Christ is our Passover. So we have to study how Christ become the Passover and how he suffered for us. Yeah. Then the key is the blood. Blood should be a sign for you on the house when wherever you are. Okay, the blood. So the salvation always comes with a sign. Salvation comes with a sign. So people say, when we confess Jesus Christ is my Lord, then I will be saved. Why we have to go through baptism, or we have to receive the Holy Spirit? Why we have to do so? But the salvation always comes with the signs. You see, in the Old Testament, after God destroyed all human beings with flood, right? Then God told Noah, from now on, I won't destroy human beings with flood anymore. So because I want to keep my promise, then God said, rainbow in the cloud, right? God said a rainbow in the cloud. So that will be the sign. The rainbow will be a sign, right? Will be the sign. So what a sign from circumcision? Also have a sign, right? So what a salvation from Israel people? Circumcision, right? It's a sign. And the sign, Sabbath, is the sign, Sabbath. So salvation always comes with a sign. So it can name in the Old Testament. Even the Holy Spirit will serve as a sign for the non-believer. The Holy Spirit also serve as a sign for the non-believer. So salvation always comes with a sign. So blood would be a sign for salvation. But if we depart from the house, then it won't count. Then we will be destroyed. We will be destroyed. So God told Israel people, if you have to stay in the house, you stay in where you are. Stay there, don't depart, because the blood is there, blood is there. So if anyone is in Christ, then he is a new creation. All things have passed away. What's all things? Because there were slavery in Egypt. So all things has passed. So when we depend and return to the Lord, so just don't remember our past. Don't remember our past. You know, some of you after repent and still feel guilty. Don't feel guilty, just go ahead. Just move on, go ahead. Because Apostle Paul told us, we have to forget what behind us. What behind us, just forget and move on. So God also encouraged Israel people, move on. And Apostle Paul encouraged us, move on. Because all things have passed away. Don't remember our past. And of course, we as members, brothers and sisters, we are brothers and sisters. We might knew somebody's past. We might knew his history. But do not mention about his history. You know, sometimes we still remember somebody's history, right? Somebody's past. Therefore, we cannot forgive someone. We cannot forgive someone. We cannot forgive our parents, forgive our siblings, brothers and sisters in the Lord, or forgive our classmate. Just forget. Forget. You know. Let it go. We overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb. So how to overcome the Satan? How to overcome temptation? Let's turn to Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. Verse 11. Therefore, rejoice, all heavens, and you who dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short. Eleven. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the words of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Okay. So in the last day, how to overcome the Satan, how to overcome temptation. Because this is a dangerous day, and Satan's everywhere, the lions everywhere, on the street, in restroom, in your house, in the Starbucks, you know, everywhere. The Satan are everywhere. So how to overcome Satan? By the blood of the Lamb, and the word of their testimony, the word of our testimony, so our word. Therefore, we have to memorize the word of God. If we memorize the word of God, then the word of God will become our common sense. If you meditate the word of God and also keep in our mind, And finally, the word of God will become our common sense. Because sometimes when we, when some incident just happened to us, then we don't have time to think about. We have to respond right away. Then we have to use our common sense to judge how to respond to the incident, how to respond to others' remarks, other criticism, how to respond to them. And sometimes we have no time to think about, right? So it's very important for us to let the word of God become our common sense. So we have to judge, make this decision by our common sense. But how? He will say, overcome by the love of Jesus Christ, means by love of Jesus Christ. How Jesus Christ loves you, then you also have to love others. How Jesus Christ forgive our sins, and the same way, we have to forgive other sins, other offense. Yeah. So we have to follow to see how God loves us, how Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for us. Yeah. And also, 11, and did not love their lives to the death. Did not love their lives. What is our lives? Our time is our life, right? Our time. Without life, then without time, then we don't have it tomorrow, we don't have it today. Right? If we say today, it's not make sense because no life. Okay. So our life, our time is part of our life. Our energy is part of our life. So how to sacrifice our brothers or sisters? How to lay down our life for our brothers and sisters? Then we have to set aside time for brothers and sisters. That's why I mentioned a couple days ago, and many pastors also mentioned this. After we go to our local church, then we have to set some time for Jesus Christ. For the relationship with him, just keep a good relationship with Christ and also with other brothers and sisters. And then you have to call each other to say hello, to say, are you still there? Are you still believe? Are you still believe doctrines? Are you still fervent in the church? Are you still serve in the Lord, right? So we have to care about each other, care each other. Okay. Then we have to set aside our times. Of course, you're also busy, right? You're busy. Yeah. The business, busy, 忙碌, huh? 忙碌, business is the first enemies in our life. Let's turn to Genesis, Exodus, chapter 17. Verse 18. Exodus 17, verse 18. Chapter 17, verse 18.
You know, my eyesight is a phone problem.
For he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. So we will have enemy, we will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. So all the times we will have a war with Amalek. And Amalek in the original text, 原文, original text is busy, mangdu. So Amalek, the 原文 is mangdu, busy. Are you busy? Yes, I'm so busy. Right? So this generation, our enemies is busyness. So how to defeat this problem, how to defeat our enemies, then we should not cherish our life. We have to sacrifice for our brothers and sisters, sacrifice for the Lord. So how to overcome Satan? By the blood of the Lamb, and also by the word we testified, and we don't cherish our life. Then we go back a slide. God remembers his covenant, and Israel people remembers God's salvation. So God remembers his covenant, his agreement with us, because he signed agreement with us before. Right? He set up the rainbow in the cloud a thousand, many generations before. And right now, for us, we remember God's salvation. Because God remembers his covenant, so he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, came to the earth and also died on the cross for us, shed his blood for us. So we have to remember God's salvation, remember his love. So I will bring you out. See, God said, I will bring you out. I will deliver you. I will also redeem you. I will take you from my people. And I will be your God, and you will be my people. Right. So how nice. So this message will comfort us. When we feel frustrated or feel disappointed, when you have a failure, difficulties, any kind of conflict in the relationship, or someone just failed you, please don't feel frustrated and don't feel discouraged, because God will be our God and we will be his people. When God is with us, then we should not be afraid of anybody if God is with us, because our God is Almighty God. Our God is wonderful counselor. Our God is everlasting Father. He's always be there. When we need him, always be there. We just call his name. Just call his name. So don't forget to call God's name when you are in need. Don't forget. But some of time, even much time, we just forget to call God's name. So if you go back to school, you might have some struggles, but don't forget to call God's name. Yeah. Because he said, I will deliver you out of the trouble. I will redeem you. I will buy you back. You know? I will bring you back even you are in danger. I will be your God. I will guide you. I will protect you. You will be my people as long as you keep holy. As long as you keep it in the area, inside the boundary. Behold the Lamb of God. Just talk about the Lamb. Because Passover, the most important item in the Passover is the Lamb. The Lamb played the key figure. You know, like in the movie, who is the most important figure? The Lamb of God. Then we go back to Exodus chapter 12. Verse 3. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, saying, of the 10th of this month, every man shall take from himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And then verse 6. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at the twilight. Okay. So we can see actually on 10th day, they took a lamb until they keep until 14th day, then they killed the lamb. So 4 days observation, 4 days, 4 days. They have to watch, Because maybe the lamb got sick, or the lamb just run away, escape, maybe, right? So they have to watch. So after you graduate from MITS or you graduate from any kind of seminar, then the GS 20 department will inform your local church. Then a certain student has graduated from NYTS. Then your local council member will watch, right? Will watch your motive, your attitude, your volume system will watch over you until they say, okay, brother or sister so and so, it's good, it's ready to be used for God. Then they will assign more parts, more programs for you, assign more work for you. So in the same way, Jesus Christ also went through the same process. When Jesus Christ was 30 years old, then he preached for 3.5 years. And in those 3.5 years, actually every day, he went through trials. Because some of them say, if you are the Son of God, then you can change, you can do this, you can do that, right? You can perform some miracles. If you are the Son of God, right? If you are Christians, if you are TGC members, then I hit you, you should not return to me, right? You just take it, right? If I try to hit you, if I criticize you, right? Then if you are TGC members, why you argue with me? You should yield, you should be humble. Some people say this, right? That's try to provoke you. If you are TGC member, so Jesus Christ suffered from all kind of trials. I think you still remember in chapter 8 in the book of John, chapter 8, how Pharisees and the priest and also the scribe test Jesus Christ. It's so harsh because they want to put Jesus in embarrassment, between two fires. They want to put Jesus in the position of between two fires. If you say yes, then they want to accuse you. If you say no, they also want to accuse you, right? Accuse Jesus Christ. Then how Jesus Christ suffered, how Jesus Christ handled the situation. Just keep quiet, keep soft. So sometimes we don't have to respond too soon. Just pray in our heart. God, help me how to respond, how to answer. But then you observe the lamb for days to make sure it is without blemish. Then whole Israel people should kill the lamb. And indeed, whole Israel people killed Jesus Christ, right? So Jesus Christ said, I will be delivered over to Gentiles, and to priests, and to scribes, and to Pharisees. So almost everybody said, put away him, right? Nail him on the cross, So how to protect the lamb? They are lost in fire, not a boil. Why not a boil? They are lost in fire. Maybe a couple of reasons. The first reason is for sanitary reason. Because when boil, might not kill all germs. When you have a chance to Africa, and sometimes they will cure the chicken for you. Of course, chicken for them is top food, right? It's a very delicious food for them. They never eat chicken. They only eat mashed potato. They call fufu. It's very simple, fufu. So they might cure the chicken and then boil it for you. Then the meat will become very hard to chewing, because the fire is not heat up. It is not heat enough to cook the chicken. So lost in the fire, so can guarantee to kill all the germs. And the second reason, because if they try to boil, then they have to heat up the fire. Then take a very long hour to heat up the fire. Long hour, right? Because God said, you've got to make haste to leave the Egypt. Then next one, unleavened bread. I say, leaven represents sin and evil. And also represent heresy. And also they say you have to eat bitter herbs, like bitter melon. How many of you like to eat bitter melon? Raise your hand. 苦瓜, bitter melon. Not many of you. Okay. 苦瓜 is very delicious and very in terms of nutrition, it's so nice, right? Even the taste is not so good. Yeah. So the God want to them to remember God's salvation. So they eat bitter herbs, just make them, also can humble them, and also can, you know, the keep their loving and simple. The number of it remains until morning. It is the case. If it is the case, it must be burned with fire. And eat with, one day eat the lamb, then they have a bell on the waist, a sandals on feet, a staff on hand. So three things. The first one, the belt. The second is the sandals, then the staff. The belt on the waist, the sandal on feet, the staff on hand. Three things. Then we can compare the old covenant and new covenant. The old covenant fulfilled the Passover of national salvation. This is national salvation, right? In the Old Testament, because whole nation have to observe the Passover. This is a whole nation, not just individual. But in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, fulfillment of the Passover for personal salvation, because a couple days ago we mentioned salvation is a very personal, it's a personal issue. So each of us have to rebuild the good relationship and intimate relationship with God, because salvation is so personal. Okay, then now we turn to Exodus chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 26. And it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service, by this Passover? Okay. So when your children ask you, 27, that you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord who passed over the house of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our household. So the people bowed their heads and worshiped. And verse 28, then the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. So when the next generation asked last generation the questions, why should we do this? Do this service, then you have to prepare how to answer them. So in the same way, when your father did some, right, or pastor did some, maybe you ask, why should we do this, right? Well, when you do the Bible, then you have some questions to ask. Why should we do this? Then we will answer you. So to you also have the right to ask your father, how do we convert to Christ? How do we convert to Christ, right? How do we believe in Jesus Christ? Because when you was baby, you received water baptism. You might not know the whole story, so we should know. How many of you understood how your family believe in Jesus Christ? Raise your hand. And you didn't know, raise your hand. Okay, hopefully it's true, huh? So in the same way, then we got to prepare ourselves to answer all the questions to the next generations and to our friends. And the time is up, then let me see how to finish all of them. We only have 1 hour. Okay, just try. Let's kneel down to pray together.